Thank you. Thank you for introduction, and thank you for the invitation to speak about Norwegian gas to Europe. I will also mention the oil and gas climate initiative, which Statoil is a part of. Norway is the second-largest supplier of gas to Europe, and we are the largest supplier of gas to Northwest Europe. We have about 7,800 kilometers of pipelines that brings the gas from the production in Norway to the market in Europe. We are producing about 110 billion cubic meters of gas a year. And we have in Norway about 44 different developed oil and gas fields. Many of the fields are producing both oil and gas. And we have seven European landing points for the gas. So when the pipelines are sending the gas to Europe, it's then received in seven landing points to five different European markets. And we also have one LNG facility up in the north of Norway. We have the facility called Hammerfest, and we then have a process of the gas from the field called Snow White. Since the start in the mid-70s, we have increased significantly our gas production in Norway. Made a huge step in 1996 by starting up the Troll and Sleipner field. And also in 2007, we got the LNG terminal in place in Hammerfest. So what about the future? Here is the forecast from Norwegian authorities. And we see that we have reserves. We have reserves that it's discovered, and we have reserves that will be discovered. This forecast is until 2035. So when EU production is declining, we will be able to deliver the gas from Norway. In order to achieve the 2-degree target and the ambition target set by EU, as mentioned by the Commission, we need gas. 40% by 2030 compared to 1990, and the target of 85% to 90% in 2050 compared to 1990. In order to achieve these ambitious targets, we need gas. Gas is a cost-efficient way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We can do it today, and it's a good way to have a lot of reductions done with, within the money we have available. For the power production, we will have more than 50% greenhouse gas reductions of replacing coal with gas for power productions. Also in the heating sector, as mentioned by the Commission, we have a good effect of upgrading to the newest gas technology that will make us achieve even further reduction in that sector. I will shortly also mention the Oil and Gas Climate Initiative. It's 10 companies who have joined effort to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions from our operations, 20% in the next 10 years. These 10 companies are representing 20% of the global oil and gas production. We have three main work streams. The low emission roadmap, working with all the operations in these companies to see how do we reduce the carbon footprint of our products. We also have a significant work stream without the carbon capture, utilization and storage. And also, as mentioned by Mr. Swanson yesterday, we have this methane emission work stream working with reducing methane emissions, and are now starting up a methane project with the CCAC as the secretariat. We have also put on the table $1 billion for investments. Then investments will be with partnerships, and we see this as an opportunity to have a multiplier effect when the money from the oil and gas companies and the partners will ensure that we have good reduction projects and invest in development of successful technologies. This finalizes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer questions after all the presentations.